Hey, g'day, Jeremy. It's Andy from Portland here.
Andy, we've just finished day 8 of this year's ride. Day 2 for you.
Yes, that's
three
day, right.
3 day slacker?
Yes, no, not 3 day slacker, but dipping my toe in the water. I thought I'd give it a try before I went the whole hog. It's my first extended bike ride of any description. So I thought I wasn't sure of my capabilities, but I'm really pleased with the way these 2 days have gone. I've surpassed my expectations.
Excellent. Now, today was the hardest day for you, 3 day lot.
I understand that it's the hardest day of the whole trip. this was a ball breaker, if I can use that expression.
I think you're completely wrong. How did you find today, though? I mean, it was a long day, and there was a bit of climbing. There was some weather. There was everything.
Yeah, it started off wet. Everybody got wet. But with the temperature was okay, no wind, thank goodness. That made things a little easier. And about the halfway mark, we got to the bottom of the Blacksburg. Was it Narbathong? The rain sort of stopped and the sun came out. And up over the Blacksburg, the weather was just beautiful. Not too hot, no wind. Magnificent scenery, breakneck speed down the other side.
Handled very carefully, of course.
Of course, very slow for me, let me tell you. My fingers were aching from the handbrakes. It was a wonderful experience.
That was very beautiful, wasn't it? I mean, how did you find that scenery? Did you get time to sort of take in what you were looking at?
Really tried to take in what I was looking at without taking my eye off the road for too long, because I was determined I was going to get safely to the bottom.
And, of course, there was a couple of climbs in there as well then, after some of those beautiful downhills. How did you cope with that, having to sort of... Because you had to work quite hard for some of those,
very, very much. I was in my lowest gear, and at every bend up these grueling, if I can, yeah, it's probably the right word, grueling hill, I was hoping to see the top of the hill and down the other side, but it wasn't to be. And then the next one, and it wasn't. And the next one, and but I didn't get off. I was very pleased with myself for not getting off. I kept pedaling, and eventually we got to the top of the hill and descended down the other side into Healesville.
Indeed.
That's where we are now, yeah.
No, I think the Blacksburg is one of those prime examples of where a ride like this really shines, isn't it? Because it's probably not something you'd attempt outside of an organised event like this, would you?
Well, the fact that the police were able to close the road off to traffic made it all possible. So it's one of the beauties of an organised ride like this, is that you can do things that you would not safely do in a day-to-day circumstance. So it does make it a pleasure and a privilege, I think, to be on something like this. Mm.
You are a 3 day rider, just as you mentioned, dipping your toe in the water, as it were. Testing the event, testing your longevity and so on?
Some people had said to me early on, it's not the distances that are the that you need to cope with, it's the queuing for the toilets and the showers and the food and all that sort of stuff. And if you're okay with that, then you'll be right with the event. And it has been a bit like that to an extent. But when there's like 3,000 to 4,000 people gathered together, like a mobile town, it does need a high level of organisation, and they do it really well. And it all relies on volunteers, you know, for the full extent. So it's a real credit to everybody involved.
Is it what you expected?
Probably is what I expected, I think, yeah. Yeah, I think it is. There's no surprises. I'm used to big camps and things like this with our summer firefighting efforts, so it's not an unusual environment for me to be in, but it is very well organised, and the goodwill of everybody involved makes it all go so smoothly.
Tomorrow we just got a short day, of course, to Lilydale. Do you think you'll be sorry to come to the end of it tomorrow?
I think I will be sad that there isn't more riding involved. And I know tomorrow the ride from Healesville to Lilydale is a bit ordinary in the landscape. So a few hills, a bit hilly, a bit tough, I think. And so I'm going to bail out now.
Oh.
No, not really, just joking. Right. We're going to stick it out to the end, Jeremy. What about you?
Well, perhaps you could ride home to Portland afterwards if you're after a bit more of a challenge, perhaps.
Well, tempting, my word. Yeah. Although my 20-kilo bag of bits and pieces of detritus that I've hardly used any of will be a different matter.
Right. Yeah.
Unless you want to carry that for me.
No, I'm right, thanks.
I
haven't got any room. Next year, what do you reckon? Do you think they'll give it a go, the full event?
Fields is possible. What I really think I would love to do is, one of my daughters, our youngest daughter, is interested in cycling, is to get a tandem, and the two of us do it in a tandem. I think that would either make us or break us.
Yeah. You do see a lot of that on this ride, don't you?
Yeah, and quite young children, you know, with their parents, and plugging along, having a great time.
Yeah. Well, enjoy the last day, and we may see you next year.
Thank you, Jeremy. Yes, indeed, you may. Yeah, the Goldfields, I believe.